The impersonal saviour. After the struggle for the union had been fought and won, a new struggle began immediately. 1865 saw the end of the Civil War. With 1866 came the dawn of the final appearing that Jacob foresaw as Shiloh, coming forth from the younger Ephraim, and which Jesus foresaw as the Comforter, who should speak not of himself, but lead into all truth, and which the Revelator saw as a little book to be eaten up, made one's own, comprehended, understood, not carried around as a remedy. Shiloh, the Comforter, the little book, was to come forth in America from that which had grown over the wall and gone out from its father's house, from materiality, limitation, forsaking all for mind. And it had to appear in the only way a book can appear, through an author. That author of Pilgrim Origin, again typifying Eve, the mother of all living, was to appear as a woman bringing forth her man-child who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron. This little, lone New England woman, Mary Baker Eddy, like the Mary of old, through her innate purity and goodness in her communion with God, conceived of God as the one mind, and therefore mind as all in all. Thus she conceived all things as having a mind origin and not a material one, or, as she expresses it, all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. This discovery of the allness of mind was not the work of a moment, but was the result of many years of earnest searching on the part of Mrs. Eddy for the mind cause of all things. She had conceived long before that all things must have a mental origin. As she says, she had searched to find the truth of that for over 20 years. Her search led her through countless avenues of human belief, where she hoped to find her pearl of great price, only, however, to be disappointed time after time, for they never crowned the power of mind as the Messiah. This constant delving on Mrs. Eddy's part has been the cause of much misunderstanding. She has been accused of being first one thing and then another, whereas she was always just the same true, devout Christian, searching for the way of mind, and eventually finding it, alone with her own being and with the reality of things, thereby blessing all mankind. Because of the very purity, simplicity, and divinity of Mrs. Eddy's thought, she could not help endowing those with whom she came in contact, especially if they seemed to be seeking a higher ideal of life, with her own loveliness of character and high order of intelligence. Apparently this she did with such a lavish hand that she many times praised and upheld those who later proved utterly unworthy of the glory she shed upon them. She could not help doing this. It is always the nature of the truly great and spiritual to see their own lofty ideals in all around them. Instinctively they clothe their surroundings, be it person, place or thing, with their own beautiful natures, frequently later to learn, through the deeper sadness, that they praised where praise should have not been given, and loved where love was wasted. This must ever be so in the touch of the spiritually minded with the mortal concept. Was not this the case with Jesus in his choice of Judas? But the spiritually minded go forward, and so Mrs. Eddy went forward. She named her conception that which unfolded to her understanding, Christian Science. And in 1875, this appeared to the world in its full manhood, in the most impersonal form in which the Christ, truth, can appear, and yet be cognizable to the mortal, namely as the book, Science and Health. The only personality or materiality attached to this book is the paper and ink. Apart from that, is it not purely mind? Did not Jesus foresee, then, that the final unfoldment of the Christ would appear in the form of a book when he spoke of the Comforter who would come, but who would not speak of himself? What does Christian Science mean? Christian means pertaining to Christ or truth, and science means exact knowledge. In other words, Christian Science means right knowing, and right knowing means intelligence, and intelligence means mind, God. And so Christian Science, in its true sense, is only another term for God. Are you thinking of Christian Science simply as another term for God? If so, then you never think of it as an organization, or as a system, or as something that has to do with the human ways or beliefs. Because Christian Science is God, then what must the understanding of God, the man of God, be? It must be the practice of Christian Science. Establishing of the union called America on an absolutely firm foundation as an accomplished fact immediately opened the way for the establishing of Christian Science, the discernment of the eternal union of principle and its idea as all in all.